There's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of art and time and gold. Of all your worrying, we have all that we need. To stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for?
To another edition of Uncovering, the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host of the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Zachariah Todd Daniel, and we're coming at you live and direct from the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries here in the beautiful Four Corner regions of what they call Sedona, Arizona, back here in Arizona, and the Repair of the Breach broadcast can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Saturday morning. Between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And if you'd like to join our Yahoo groups, you're free to do so by going to the rbnlive.com website. It's rbnlive.com website. Go to the program hosts, and underneath the very last one on the bottom is our link to the Yahoo groups. And you're welcome to join that. And there's some articles and information that I believe helps repair the breach in this end time, these latter days in which we live. And if you have any questions or comments, you can post, first join. And we'll be taking Paul's call in Delaware. I believe we've already got a call here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel, peel, hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we're back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast here on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Repair the Breach. Zachariah, Daniel, and I believe we have Paul on the line from Delaware. Thanks patiently for holding there, Paul. What can we do for you today? Welcome.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Not bad. I wanted to first start off by plugging my MySpace account. It's myspace.com/awaken. Free. And the reason I want to is because I think we need to have a ultimate fighting championship of radio, because myself, I feel like I'm the champ. And of course, I don't have my own radio show, but I'm just so sick of hearing the ridiculousness. And one of them that I'm sick of is a lot of Christians, these loving people that call themselves Christians, how they are going to kick the Mexicans out of California and Texas and then therefore go on and call them illegal aliens and we must get on the borders. And yes, I understand that. I understand your predicament, but at the same time, we must understand that we came and stole this land from individuals, and we hear this stuff all the time about how anyone can be president. Well, to this date, I've not seen an Indian, a Native American, become president. And of course, I don't want to go, this is a whole other line that we can get into, but what I'm saying is, I come in contact, and I'd like to get my voice across on the radio because I have some valid issues. But all I can hear is people say a couple of lines and dismiss me. So my challenge is to everyone out there listening, if you think that your position is that strong, take me on. Go to my MySpace account, contact me through phone number, put me on as a guest, and I'm here to knock them out. I mean, well, I'm putting the challenge out. If you're so confident in what you're talking about, yeah, come see me, as they say. So I'd like to hear some kind of response regarding just the Mexican issue and how everyone can attack Mexicans or it's the blacks on welfare, but the government's stealing 52% of their earned income, which is really making their life a living hell. They act like this problem doesn't exist. Comments.
Well, Paul, anyhow, thanks for your call. I kind of agree with you, what you're saying about the point where you talked about the I haven't seen a native first people of the land become president, and that is indeed true. Usually I look at the race issue, the scriptures, from a scriptural standpoint. That's how I look at it, and look at it from the scriptures. And, the Father above loves everyone. He's no respecter of persons, red, yellow, black, or white, or brown. I mean, the Father above Yahweh does not look at your skin color. We all bleed the same color internally. If everyone understood that, there wouldn't be the race wars that seems to be promoted by this Big Beast system, what they call Big Brother, but there's no kin of mine or yours, obviously, but wants to try to take care of the needs of the people, which really they don't. They like to take care of what they think is their needs to be the ruling elite, and by being selfish and trying to destroy the masses. But that's part of the end time scenario. I mean, that's the end time latter days. These things have to come to pass. And again, I appreciate your comments. You do seem very, with your website and everything, you claim to be the champ. Are you a fighter, a prize fighter, or a former boxer or anything like that? Or?
No, but I'm saying that when I say that we need to have an ultimate fighting of radio, same thing as you have a octagon where people of different martial arts skills come and see exactly which one works in in a real life kind of scenario. And I know we have a lot of armchair discussions of this should be that way, or I believe this, or I believe that. What we need is someone like me on radio. But see, the problem is, people, that someone is only interested in buying airtime by giving commercials. And so on certain networks, you cannot be too confrontational, shall we say, with the host, because you're going to offend people. I don't care who I offend. I'm about the truth. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I love the truth. What I see is a lot of people, they run from the truth. They want to live in these, talk about Matrix. That's why they love that movie so much, because they understand subconsciously that that is where they're at, but they cannot interface with that. And so people like Alex Jones, I make this guy run. You know, this guy told me about 3 years ago that he would debate me about the moon issue after the elections 2004. And this guy told me never to call his show again. And, of course, I respect that, because he's the kind of person that has called the Secret Service on people, FBI on people, wrote down people's phone number. And how do I know this? Because I've heard this man say it on air when I used to listen to him for about 3 years straight. So Alex Jones and the rest of you people calling yourselves champs, you know better than to compete with me, because I will show you to be what you are. And Alex Jones is a very, very intelligent but very deceitful individual. You got to watch him. I heard him on the air the other day, and his new movie just came out that he's always making more and more of, that Lyndon Johnson was responsible for the attack on USS Liberty. It wasn't the Israelis. You know, the thing about him is he'll give you a lot of truth, but you better watch it when he tries to put some kind of lie on top of you and ask you to regurgitate that to the rest of his, what I call, followers. You know when you're very educated is when you don't have to depend on Alex Jones like he's a baby bottle and you continually suck on him. This guy, I'm putting the challenge out, Alex Jones. You know my MySpace account. Stop running and see if you can compete with me. Keep on running, Alex Jones.
Well, Paul, thanks for your call today. And
you're welcome.
With that, I'll just say that please call again. Don't feel free. We don't send screen calls. You don't lack confidence, that's for sure. I'll give you that. But I will say, though, that in the book of Proverbs, that pride goeth before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction. And I will say that none of us are lift one another up, or I should say your individual person up. And I would just be careful to keep your pride in check, so to speak, because that's one thing that the Father above does not like is a proud look and a proud spirit. So that's one thing that I would encourage you to work on and let the Father help you. And we all have our flaws and character traits and all, and so we just let the Father above work on all of us. None of us are perfect, but at the same time, I mean, when you talk negative about another individual when they don't have an opportunity to respond, that's another indication, with all due respect, it's another indication of what you would call a low self-esteem issue. And if you have to attack someone without them having a chance to respond, it would be really not fair. And that doesn't matter if it's a talk show host or just a person who's a listener of a show. The bottom line is when they stop talking about an individual, I guess it's when a person needs to be concerned. So with that, I would just admonish anybody, to keep your heart right and not get too proud, because that's one of the biggest issues of Father. Father above does not like that kind of angst or spirit. But I understand where you're coming from, Paul. I mean, we all have our talents and abilities, and think we can do certain areas, or we can be successful in certain areas and so forth. And so I respect your right to speak as well. So with that, we'll move right into and segue right into our broadcast here and repair the breach broadcast. We're here to mend and breaches. We're here to repair, restore that which was lost. And one of the biggest things that was lost was the name of our Father from the translations of men today. And these are very important breaches to mend, and there is a restoration taking place. And in the end time, he said it would be so. He said that all men shall know that my name is Yahweh, from the least to the greatest, in Jeremiah 16:19-21. And that's why hallelujah is the same in every language. It was meant to be universal. It was never meant to be a language issue. His name, Yah or Yahweh, the short poetic form of Yahweh's name is Yah. When you say halal Yah or hallelujah, the prophets were named like Nehemiah and Jeremiah and Isaiah. They all had all prophets had the Father's at least a partial part of the short poetic form of Yahweh's name, because they represented Yah. And they prophesied in the name of Yahweh. They came in the name of Yahweh. They didn't come in pagan idol names. They came in the Creator's name, who they represented, who they prophesied in, the name of the one that they were sent by. And so these things are very important and very not talked about on radio today, not as much as the so-called mainstream issues. Like Paul was bringing out earlier. And those issues are very important. And this network, I believe, does the best job of bringing the most important issues in mainstream media that mainstream does not do. RBNLive.com, support the network. Be right back here on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com. You're tuned to Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair the Breach, Zachariah Daniel, and we have Siobhan on the line from Delaware. Welcome, Siobhan, and welcome, and thanks for calling.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Yes, I'm just calling and commenting to the caller about a few minutes ago. You were talking about his ego, and you want to talk about people with egos. Well, Alex Jones has a real big ego. And another thing is that any time that a caller is called in, I mean, why can't you keep them on the line so then they can defend themselves or even, try to defend themselves instead of just beating up on them?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think everybody has a right to respond, and that's why I gave him about, how long did I give him, Kelly? About, 3 or 4 minutes? Yeah, so absolutely, you're correct. Anything else?
No, that's all I've called about.
Okay, well, appreciate the call, and I hope you call again, Siobhan. I like that name. It's a pretty name, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, I want to read a scripture today out of the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, and it states, in Zechariah 14:9, it says, in the King James Bible, it will say, in that day there shall be one Lord and his name one. But the word Lord, as you know by now, listen to the Repair the Breach broadcast at all, and many other sources if you've researched prior to this broadcast, that the name Lord is not the name of the father at all. And he said, I am Yahweh, that is my name forever, and my glory will I not give, or I will not give to another. And so in Zechariah 14:9, it says, in that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one. So when you analyze that in the end time, there's only going to be one that's going to be worshipped. There's only going to have, who has only has, only has one personal proper name. He has many titles or appellations. That's true. You know, for instance, you know, he's our bread, he's our water, he's our deliverer, excuse me, he's our healer, he is our savior, he's our Messiah, but those are not his name. Those are his rightful titles, positions of relationship that he is to his people. That's indeed true, absolutely. But he only has one personal name. And he said he was even jealous over his name, and he was one. In other words, he's not two persons, he's not three persons. Many would, if they follow the quote-unquote church teaching, many are deceived into believing that there is more than one of the one Almighty. They want to, through church pulpits across the country, they want to pull people into their pit. That's why they're, I guess, pulpits, I guess. I know I used to be a Christian pastor. I'm not, again, trying to set myself up. And indirectly, I was not knowing these issues at the time, except I did believe there's one Almighty, but we had his name wrong. And if we get his name wrong, we miss out on the complete blessing that the Father has for us, because he said that whatever you do in word or deed, do all in my name. And if we don't know his name, then we can't do all things in word or deed in his name. If we use substitutes, blatant, replacement pagan names indirectly that we weren't aware of at the time. And I know he's done many great things, and he's answered many prayers. In spite of our lack of knowledge in the past, he still has done great things, because he sees our heart and he knows who we're referring to, but it doesn't justify to stay in a lie after the fact. But yet he still leads us and guides us in all truth. He says he'd do that for us, and he indeed has for many. And in time, he says there's going to be a restitution of all things, a what they call a renewing or a restoration taking place. And the Father's name is slowly being restored back into some of these Bibles today in the end time. Look at the New King James Bible now. In Isaiah 12:2, it puts... It'll say Lord in all your King James Bibles. But if you look at the New King James, they're putting the name of Yah, the short form for Yahweh's name, back in there. So it is indeed taking place, maybe albeit slowly, maybe too slowly for some, but the fact is that it's beginning to occur. And so broadcasts such as the Repair the Breach broadcast and many others, you know, we had Philip Glover on a few weeks ago, and Remnant Ministries and so forth. There are other broadcasters beginning to speak, ministers beginning to speak on broadcasts concerning the name of Yahweh. And it's in encyclopedias, it's in concordances, it's in dictionaries, it's all, the knowledge of Yahweh is being filled throughout the earth. And that's what he said would happen in the last days. But I want us to notice in our text today that in that day, speaking of the end time, the last days, scenario. He said that in that day there shall be one Yahweh, and his name one. So if there was only one name and one Almighty Yahweh with one name, what name are you going to trust in to call on for salvation? Because it states that we had to call on his name to be saved, to be delivered. In Romans chapter 10, whoever call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. It'll say Lord, but remember, in your King James Bible, the name of Lord and God, these are all pagan titles and pagan deities, which go back to Baal worship and Zeus worship. What name are you going to trust in to call on? Because there was only one name. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, at the name of Yahweh the Messiah of Nazareth. Every knee is going to bow, every tongue confess. Isaiah 45. We'll be right back here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Back here on Repair the Breach broadcast here on RBNLive.com. Again, I'm your host, Zach Daniel. We're talking about the name of Yahweh today and how that there is only one name to call on for salvation in the end time, and for that matter, for all time. We have to keep that in mind. Many want to say that the Savior's name or the name above all names to call on for salvation is Jesus or Lord or God or Jehovah, and some would even say Yahshua. Yahshua is a proper title for the Messiah. Indeed, it means Yahweh is salvation. But there was 25 men, 10 to 25 men actually in scripture that was named that name. And there was no common name for the name above all names. It wasn't shared. It's a title for the Messiah, but it was not his personal name. He said in John 5:39 and John 5:43, "I come in the Father's name, and you receive me not." Now, we know the Father's name wasn't Yeshua or Jesus. We know the Father's name is Yahweh, YHWH, the four Hebrew letter consonant name, Yahweh, which is Yod, He, Wah, He, the four Hebrew consonant letters. And indeed, that name is the one that was replaced and taken out over 7,000 times in our English Bibles and many other languages for that matter. And they tried to replace it by saying it's a language issue, or by calling him Lord, which does go back to Baal worship. I don't care if it's just used once or twice. Once that connotation's already been described. And besides, how can we bring our eternal Father down to the level of a human title of nobility? Call Lord, the term Lord, noble or in reverence or whatever. The fact remains is that we cannot use human earthly terms of so-called nobility to describe the Creator of all creation. And he said he didn't want us to take his name in vain. Regarding his name, he's very jealous over, just like he's jealous over us as well. He said, don't worship any others before me. Don't have any others before me. Don't bow down to any graven image. And that could be anything that would take the place of Yahweh in your life. If anything would try to replace the name of Yahweh and your Creator as the most important thing, would become idolatry, and that can be anything, by the way. And I think all of us at one time or another have been guilty of that, and myself included. But we've got a lot of articles on this subject on the Yahoo Groups site that we have, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. You can go to rbnlive.com, the website rbnlive.com, under Program Host. You can get the link there. And I would be glad for you to sign up. In fact, I do want to make apology to Laz and Yosef last week on the board. I inadvertently got the two mixed up, and do want to apologize publicly that I didn't mean to do that. It was an inadvertent slip of the tongue, and I got hung by my tongue, so to speak. I guess all of us have at one time or another. But we do believe, though, that we need to go back to the old paths, like the scripture states. It states to remove not the ancient landmarks, and that in the end time, we are going to repair the breach. We are going to raise up foundations laid waste. But these things might sound strange at first in your ears, that this is the first time in you're hearing today these issues. But the fact remains is that there is only one name to call on for salvation, and that name is Yahweh. And he said, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in my name. In fact, the apostles, the only name they called on for salvation, along with the prophets, was the name of Yahweh. You can prove this out and go by going to Acts chapter 10, verse 43. The apostles were in agreement with the prophets that the name that the prophets called on and prophesied in and came to preach and proclaim important truths was the same name that they, as the apostles, were preaching and proclaiming. Many would say that the name Jehovah the prophets used, and then the apostles would use Jesus or so forth. But the fact remained is that could not be true, because the apostles gave internal witnesses in the scriptures. In the book of Acts, Peter states that to whom, speaking of the Messiah's name, the Son, the Almighty Messiah in the flesh, the Father manifest in the flesh as the Son, where he states, in verse 43, to whom gave all the prophets witness that through his name, the name of the Messiah, Yahweh, they should receive remission of sins. Because we know the name of the Messiah is Yahweh because the prophets, like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Obadiah and Hosea, all of them were prophets of Yah or Yahweh. They only prayed and prophesied and proclaimed the name of Yahweh for salvation. And that they would always say, thus saith Yahweh. They didn't say, thus saith the Lord, or thus saith God, or thus saith Jehovah, or thus saith Jesus. Verbally, it was impossible, because the letter J doesn't exist in Hebrew, and many would say, but it's inspired in Greek, the New Testament. Now, well, if the letter J, again, with all due respect, my friends, does not exist in the Greek language even up until this day. And for that matter, the letter J is just recently added to the English language, the alphabet, for the last 300 or 400 years. And well, people say, but Jesus and Jehovah is in the name. That name is in my Bible now currently, and so I'm going to believe that there's no errors in the King James Version at all. And I would say, well, okay, if that's the position that you take, then let's be consistent with that position. Go get the first King James Bible, or get a copy of it. At least you can go and download it for free on e-sword.net on the web, e-sword.net. And there's a copy of a 1611 King James Bible, and you can't find the letter J in any word, for that matter, the name Jesus or Jehovah or any other J name or J word. We're dealing with the name issue today, obviously, and so concerning his personal name, it's not a language issue. Words can develop by using new letters, obviously, for communication purposes, but the reality is concerning personal names, it was never kosher or appropriate or proper to change the father's name just for the sake of different countries, different languages, because the fact remains is hallelujah is the same in every language, and that's exactly what the father intended, that there would only be one name for salvation. And some caller asked me a week or two ago, I believe, about salvation, what I believed concerning salvation, or what did it constitute? What did salvation, or how does salvation come upon a person's life, or how do they know they are, quote-unquote, saved? Well, the Scripture says we have to endure to the end to be saved. And people say, well, I got saved on such and such a date. No, they got an experience on such and such a date with the Father. You see, they didn't get, quote-unquote, saved. As long as we're in this flesh, this body, we're not going to have total, complete redemption physically until he changes our bodies from corruptible to incorruptible. Sure, he's our healer, and he can do these things. He has done for me and for many others. He can heal our body. He's our Yahweh Rapha. Yahweh's our healer. What that means. Yahweh Nisi. He's our banner. Yahweh Yireh. Yahweh's my provider. But Yireh and Nisi and Rapha are not his name. And when he came in the flesh, indeed, Yahweh became my Yeshua. You know, yes, he is indeed Yahshua, but his name is not Yahshua. He's my salvation. Yahweh has become my salvation. But he's not having more than one personal proper name. But he has many, many titles, again, appellations, absolutely, again, true. But we have to understand that his people are called by his name. The Scripture says, my people which are called by my name, not my names, plural. He said to go into all the world and preach the evangel or the message. And he said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, Luke 24. Beginning at Jerusalem, begin to preach his name, beginning to preach the name above all names, in Jerusalem. And then, it didn't say when you get to Judea, then you change it, or, you know, the land of Yah God, don't change it because you get into another country and someone might have a different inflective dialect and language issue. No, one name to all nations, not many nations, and then change it to many names for different nations. And many nations, no. He said one name, Yahweh, beginning in Jerusalem, you preach that name of Yahweh, in beginning in Jerusalem, and then in Judea, you preach the same name, not change it to a different country. And when you get to America, don't change it because, well, we're the West and we're the best. Pride mindset. No. And so we're the ones sticking all the Bibles and missionaries all over the world when we're really the ones needing the more of the mercy of the Father when it comes to these issues of knowledge, which he said would increase in the latter days. And he said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And a lot of people don't know these issues, and I'm quite aware of that. And the Father is merciful, and yes, he is walking with us at the level we're at. And if he expected to know all these issues before we could receive anything from him, which none of us could receive if he was that way, but yet he's not that way. He's merciful and compassionate, and he does indeed want us to call upon his name, but how can we call upon him on whom we've not heard? If we've not heard the name of Yahweh, then obviously you can't call upon him by name. Now, many are calling upon him but not asking him by name, like Isaiah 65 teaches. If you read that chapter carefully, you will discover that there was a nation in the end times, the last days, that was not called by the name of Yahweh, which I believe that chapter 65 of Isaiah is specifically referring to. this country, the greatest landmass in all the world, what they call it, the United States of America, is indeed the most greatest landmass, most blessed land of all. Now, the government might be the most evil, but is indeed just a puppet system that the so-called elite or wannabes elite to control it. But the fact remains is that this land, all of the nations of the world have gathered and have indeed become a melting pot, have indeed become a gathering place for the nations. You know, the so-called United Nations is in what they call New York. And I remember Giuliani stating that New York was the capital of the world. And in their mindsets, I guess that would be correct. But the reality is that they are trying to erode people's freedoms and national sovereignty by creating these so-called governments or world government, when we're to be, obviously the Father loves variety, and he wanted everybody to be individuals in him, and we all have our different talents and abilities and so forth, and he wanted us to have an individuality. He didn't want everybody to build a tower, an old tower, an old order that they call the New World Order, really is an old thought just played out in newer scenarios today. It's just an old thought played out here in a newer way, but nothing new about it. It's still old. It's an old world order, just Nimrod's tower coming in the forms of modern-day weaponry and buildings and so forth. But the fact remains is that the Father wanted us to have our individuality, not to have a country's sovereignty be eroded and mesh everything into one nation or one world government. That's an evil, diabolical plan, but indeed the Father will use the evil government of men to chastise those who are evil and disobedient to his commands, judgment, testimonies, and statutes. If we don't follow his commandments, which are 613, if we include the judgments, testimonies, and statutes, it's 759 in the scriptures, then we will be given up over to an evil magistrate, an evil system of government, because we all have been guilty of being evil doers at one time or another. Sinners are those who transgress. Sin is the transgression of the Torah, the first five books in your scriptures. Many today in the Christian realm and the church realm believe that it's done away, it doesn't apply, that they think it's a Jewish-Israelite thing, and they think that the New Testament, which really is the renewed covenant, is a for the Gentile church and be a Christian type of thing, when they're both misnomers. The renewed covenant, which they call the New Testament, and the first covenant, which they call more commonly the Old Testament, was indeed for Israel and Yada. Read Jeremiah 31 and 31, that whole chapter, and also Ezekiel 36. I will renew the covenant. It'll say I will give them a new covenant. Really is I will renew the covenant in Jeremiah 31. And so he renews, he redeems, he restores. That's why he said, I've only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They were lost because they became Gentile nations. They became a part of a pagan church system, a pagan Christian culture, which is Roman and Greco and thought and society. And the Almighty said, no, come out of her, my people. It's a spiritual harlot. It's a mother of all harlots, and it's produced denominal daughters, and that's why there's so much confusion, because it's all Christianity, you see. It's paganism christened, a.k.a. Christianity, with all due respect, and corporate Christianity, corporate church, which is indeed a Babylonian invention. Hammurabi, the father of Nimrod, and Nebuchadnezzar begin to implement commerce, begin to implement churchianity, if you will, church-state fused together, if you will. And, of course, the Roman Empire became Roman Catholic Christian church, the first, quote-unquote, church, if you will. The first word or the first English Bible didn't have the word church in it. And these preachers today and these people that go to their churches that say that we need a separation of church and state do not know what they're talking about, because the state created the church when the preacher was deceived by the CPAs and the attorneys by saying you need to have what Lyndon Baines Johnson developed as a senator out of Texas in 1952, I believe, with the 501c3 tax exemption, which was the bill he instituted, where the churches became tax exempt or receiving a privilege, when in reality to worship the Almighty, you already had tax immunity. You know, the children are free, Matthew 17, if you're a child of Yahweh. And so all these churches today are created by the system, by the state, if you will. And so there can't be a separation of, quote-unquote, church and state, because the state created the church, because the church saw a exemption or a privilege, and what the state creates, they control. You see, you can only control that which you create. If you procreate and have children and give them over to the words of the state, you can no longer control it now, do you? Because you signed up, and you no longer have your quote-unquote separation. You're set apart. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, here on RBNLive.com. Republic Broadcasting Network, breachmender@yahoo.com is the email. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Lies.
Oh, yes, you do got to believe in your destiny, folks. You're welcome back to the Repair the Breach broadcast here on the RBNLive.com, Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, it's Poker Face and Paul Tepetti on the lead there. Pokerface.com. In fact, they're going to be today, in fact, probably as I speak, a concert. They're going to be doing the 12 Rocks and Pop Acts. It's at the Bushkill Park in Forks Township, Pennsylvania. And it starts from, I believe, from the East Coast time, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it's been going on here the last couple hours or so, and it's going to be going on all the way till 11 p.m. tonight. So if you're in the Forks Township, Pennsylvania area at Bushkill Park, go and see Paul Tepetti and Poker Face, the band there, pokerface.com. And they're going to be, again, there till 11 tonight Eastern time at Bushkill Park in Forks Township, Pennsylvania. And do appreciate them allowing me to play their bumper, their music for a bumper on this broadcast. And anyhow, the other issue we need to announce, too, as well, is that there is a film that's been causing a lot of stirring amongst the people here in the country. Aaron Russo's film, From Freedom to Fascism, is the name of it. From Freedom to Fascism. It's in your area. If it's in your area, I think it's in Austin, it's in Tampa, it's in New York, and Chicago. Visit the website freedomtofascism.com. It's freedomtofascism.com. Three words together as one, freedomtofascism.com. And I believe we have Bungie Garrett on the line with us here. Welcome to the broadcast, Bungie.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me. I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure, go right ahead. If I can answer them, I'll give you the answer. If I don't, I'll get you one later. But can you hold on to the break? We got a commercial. I apologize. Bungie will be right back with Bungie Garrett and questions here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, rbnlive.com. You can go to the Yahoo groups by going to rbnlive.com under Program Hosts, Broadcast, the very last one on the bottom. Click on the links, Yahoo groups, and we'll be looking forward to you signing up, belonging to the group. Appreciate you coming on board. And so the email us, breachmender, two words together is one at yahoo.com, or you can fax us at 732-601-0462, 732-601-0462. We'll be right back on rbnlive.com with Bungie's call and your call. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the